From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading The Enemy Within, Saving America from the Liberal Assault on Our Schools, Faith, and Military, by Michael Savage. A nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all of the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. Marcus Tullius Cicero, Roman orator, statesman, 42 B.C. Preface. Who is the enemy within? Are there names to be named? Yes. There are enough names to fill this entire book. Perhaps we should put our own names in this book. Why do I say that? Because most of us have failed our own democratic system by not being vigilant. Most of us have looked the other way while our borders, language, and culture have been diluted. There is also an ideological divide as to an enemies list. Both left and right have created operatives who are enemies of our way of life.